Hi guys, we're back again for another episode of What Women Want in Tech, and today we're going to tackle about our life experiences as content creator, a tech content creator, and we're going to share our fulfillment as well and our struggles na rin as content creator. So for the first time, we are complete, guys. I'm happy na nandito na si Isa and of course me, myself, and I, kasi lagi akong nawawala dito sa atin. But anyway, I'm happy and ayan, together with Leia, Mary, and Isa. So I hope na may matutunan din kayo sa podcast namin. I mean, sa sa topic namin ngayon. So, yun na guys. Hey, magaya na kayo.
Yes, so ito ating ano, chika moment for ano, yeah. Mga real talk to between us women in this male dominated industry. So, sige, ladies, umpisahan natin with ano ba yung struggles na hinaharap natin or hinaharap nyo as women in tech. Simulan kay Tech Girl Mary.
By the way, gusto ko muna mag-say ng hi, hello to everyone who's listening and of course watching us on YouTube. We very much appreciate guys, lalo na yung lagi mga naka-tune in, akala mo radio eh. Pero yeah, we do appreciate you guys. And for me siguro as a female tech content creator, probably yung mga naging part ng struggle ko before ha, kasi medyo different na today, medyo mas accepting na, actually accepting na yung mga tao. But when I was starting, honestly, not everyone is accepting. There are times na parang, syempre, being a female, being a woman in tech, hindi siya norm. Kumbaga parang kung titingnan nyo sa Google, sa YouTube, if you're gonna look for reviews, unboxing videos that is very much related to tech, basically lahat na makikita mo, guys, lalaki. And yun yung normal eh. And that's not, I don't see anything wrong with that. But since medyo bago nga siya with the industry, syempre yung mga tao, hindi rin sila gaanong ka-welcoming with female kasi hindi nga hindi sanay. Alam niyo naman, everything that we see na bago sa paningin natin, we tend to parang ano ba, we tend to not accept it immediately kasi nga hindi tayo nasanay. So parang at some point naintindihan ko rin, but I'm glad that eventually people started accepting women. And it's just sad sometimes na until now, syempre, may mga tao pa rin na hindi masikmura yung pag babae ang nag-review. May mga taong ganun, I swear. They do comments like, lagi sinasabi, why are you doing this? Parang, you're talking nonsense. Basically, whatever we say, basta dahil babae kami, our opinion doesn't matter. Yun yung medyo naging struggle ko talaga for being a woman in tech. How about you guys? The same ba? Or medyo may iba pa? Like may mas specific pa kayong naging struggle?
Well, actually, it's, I understand what you're saying, Mary. I went through all that as well. But aside from that, ako, nagkaroon din ako ng personal struggle because my husband has been in tech for a while. So there's a certain way, for the longest time, there's a certain way of doing things, of doing reviews, of doing unboxings. And for some reason, because my background is different to begin with, kulang ako sa testosterone, I attacked it differently.
Yeah,
I attacked it differently. But in my head, kasi, parang kung ano yung norm, yun yung tamang way of doing it. And the fact that I did it differently, feeling ko, I wasn't enough, that I wasn't doing it right, that I wasn't technical enough. So, alam mo yon, I get the external pressure, pero internally, meron din akong struggle na hindi dapat ko itong gawin parang gagawin ng guys. Which shouldn't be the case, kasi nga, dahil girl ako, I have a different perspective, I use tech differently, but it took me a while to get out of that shell, should I say.
Girl, sobrang agree.
That's true.
Parang siguro parang ang nangyari rin sa akin before, since we were having a discussion naman, I was pretending. Parang I kept on being technical kahit na hindi ako technical. But then,
yes, I feel you.
Di ba, Liz?
Yes.
Viewers are acting, looking for something deeper. But then again, that's not us. If you're looking for something like that, some other tech reviewers will give that to you. Diba? Parang, kung hindi nyo mahanap yung hinahanap nyo sa amin na very in-depth reviews, something very technical, then maybe you're watching the wrong tech YouTuber, diba?
Correct. Yes, kaya nga, diba, iba-iba tayo as content creator, iba-iba tayo ng attack, iba-iba tayo ng way sa pag-review ng mga tech products. So, iba-iba din tayo ng opinion. So, iba din naman kasi magbigay ng opinion yung babae. So, dapat they have to respect it. Me as well, I experienced that too. Like, kinokomentan ako dahil ng na sana mag-beauty guru ka na lang, huwag ka na lang mag-tech. Which is, for me ha, masakit yun. Yes, masakit yun kasi... Kasi I like it. I want it. I want this kind of career. Patapos sasabihin mo lang ako ng gagawa ko ng ibang bagay, which is hindi naman ako ganon. Hindi ibig sabihin na babae ako is doon na lang din ako sa beauty mag-focus, di ba? Iba-iba naman kasi tayo ng gusto, di ba? Sa kung ano yung kahiligan natin. So, yun yung... Yes, di ba? Yun yung gusto kong advice sa tao.
Di ba? Yun yung gusto kong... Sorry, bigla ko naisip.
Sige,
replyan ng mga ganyan, like, I'm sorry, but I can do both. You technically yes! can do both, diba? Why choose? You can do both.
You can do both. You can be both. You can be tech.
Yes.
And, enjoy tech in your own feminine way. I don't know.
Yes. Kasi nga, diba, iba naman yung pag magbibigay yung, para siyang, kumbaga sa pagkain, iba yung may spice eh. Kasi kapag magbe-base lang tayo sa opinion ng boys, hindi naman ako nagsabing, one-sided ako what. Kasi may iba tayong opinion kapag tayo namang girls yung nag-review. So, dapat i-respect din yun ng tao. Right? So, dapat tanggapin din nila yung mga changes as the years, you know, as nag-evolve yung panahon. Yung tech. So,
to give you guys some perspective, when we said na, when we kanina sabi ni Mary no nagsisimula siya, that wasn't such a long time ago ha. Mga, even as late as 2019, I think medyo prominent pa rin yung ganyang thinking eh. It changed last year, more so this year, and I'm thankful for that. And I'd like, and I think it's also primarily because of the ladies here with me sa podcast. O, diba? Pero I mean that, hindi bola yun, girls.
Yes, girl. Diba, syempre, women in tech tayo. So, ano yung mga struggle niyo as first? Yung talagang masasabi niyo ang hirap part sa inyo pagka, yung nag-start pa lang. Yung start pa lang kayo. Gumawa ng video. Ano yung pinakamahirap?
Sa video making part and the hosting part, it was fun primarily because I did it with Jamie. Yung pinaka struggle talaga for me is yung pagka-posted na yung video tapos titignan mo yung mga comments and you get
oh my god.
Yun yung pinaka struggle kasi when I was starting out, hindi pa makapal yung mukha ko. So parang dinidibdib ko lahat. Oh my God, dinidibdib ko lahat. So, ayun. Syempre, there were a lot of encouraging comments, but there were also not so nice comments. Ang problema ko sa sarili ko, kung may 10 maganda, may isang hindi maganda, hindi ko alam why I would focus on that one mean comment.
Feeling ko ganun tayo mga babae. Bakit tayo nag-focus sa isang masamang salita lang? Pero sa marami nagsasabing maganda, di ba? Yun din yung lagi sinasabi sa akin. Bakit ka nag-focus doon sa isang mali? Ay, isang mali. Sa isang masamang sinasabi. Compare naman sa maraming magandang sinasabi sa'yo. Well, hindi ko alam kasi ganun siguro talaga tayo, no? Ganun siguro tayong mga babae. Parang ang dami nating,
Emotional ba much?
Yes.
Very sensitive.
But
pero may mga comment naman na, di ba, nag-i-improve tayo dahil sa kanilang mga comment din. May mga ganun din naman acceptable, di ba?
That's true. Actually, one thing na lagi I try to live by is to focus on the message and not the messenger. Kasi minsan kahit na, minsan masama pa yung pagkasabi, minsan hindi mo naman kilala talaga kung sino yung nag post nag-comment noon, 'di ba? But if may sense naman and there is really something we can work on in terms of being a content creator, being a tech reviewer, then why not? Minsan lang talaga I have to get out of that emotional settings tapo. Alam mo 'yun? Yun lang.
And dun na lalabas yung power of Dedma.
Yes.
It's really a very unique to be in when you're a woman because ang raming expectations sa'yo as a woman, but at the same time, ang raming expectations for you to conform to what tech content already is. And I think a lot of us can agree na parang sometimes what comments we get na hindi masyadong comments trying to compare us to our male counterparts when that's not what we're trying to do. I feel like one big struggle of being a content creator na babae is trying to pave our own path, trying to show that different content that we make is okay and that it's so parang for me yun yun.
I think in a nutshell, Isa is saying that while may merits yung male counterparts natin, we're also valid to our own opinion and sharing our own experiences with the tech that we get our hands on. Since yun nga, people use tech differently.
Overall, what Isa is saying is us women are not trying to technically be like men. Basically, we're making our own let's just say direction. We have our own Isa said something about a certain word that I don't want to forget, but I forgot now.
Is it valid?
Sinabi kasi, no?
Guys, I'm sorry.
Okay. Ang ganda naman ng point nun. Sayang hindi ko siya narinig. Oo nga, tama nga naman, diba?
She's saying something.
Nawala ako. Please carry the conversation. This is a conversation worth having, but my internet and my technology right now is not cooperating. So I will let you go. And go ahead with it. Kasi nadidisrupt yung conversation and I don't want to be the one interrupting this great conversation.
Okay. Till the next episode, and hopefully everything falls into place by then.
Alright.
Bye, Isa girl.
Bye, Isa.
So yon. Yan ang mga difficulties of digital, of purely digital productions. If I
behind the scenes.
What? But yon, in terms of naman, so kanina we were talking about audiences natin, that they're expecting us to create content a certain way, and syempre tayo, we would divert. And internally, I think, yun nga, so hindi pala ako nag-iisa na may pressure talaga to conform. How about now? Sab, di ba nga we talked about it's better now, they're more accepting. When did you start feeling the shift na, open na sila sa female tech creators ngayon. Nakikinig na sila sa points natin. Mary?
Siguro parang after a year of creating tech videos, nung nakakaroon ako ng community, and then people started believing on my reviews to the point na the reason why they bought the certain product is because of me. And sobrang na-appreciate ko yun because it means I'm effective. It means I'm doing my job well. Kasi honestly, if I am not effective, people won't buy those. Eh. Siyempre, they listen to me, they value my opinion, which is why they bought the certain product. So sobrang, with that and with those being said, nung nagkaroon ako ng very, parang let's just say, community na masasabi ko na talagang supportive, kapag yun na nga, kapag, I'm not saying naman na porket hindi bumili ang certain person is hindi na as supportive as those people na bumibili. Kasi may mga tao naman na bumibili, pero makita mo na talagang yung support nila is 100%. But doon ko sa certain peak na yun, doon ko na-realize na really am an effective tech content creator.
Yeah. At ikaw naman, Liz.
That's true. Because actually, I also experienced the same thing na may mga comments na nagsasabi na, Ate Liz, I learned a lot from you na kaya ko binili to dahil sa review mo. So parang doon pa lang nafe-feel ko na yung existence ko. okay, effective pala. Nag-exist pala talaga ako na tech reviewer. Kasi, yun, may nakuha pala sila, may nalang pala sila. And, yun, dahil pala doon, na natutunan nila yung mga ganito, yung mga bagay na ganyan. Ah, meron palang ganun sa phone na ito na hindi nila nakikita yun or na-appreciate sa mga ibang reviews at yun nakita nila sa iyo. Diba? Parang ano yun? Parang flattering naman. So, parang makita mo, ay, so, it means pala, worth it pala yung ginagawa ko. So, na-exist pala talaga ako. So, yun. So, yun din. Yun din yung na-feel ko. As tech content.
To be honest, I think I started, it took me a while to build my confidence in tech. Kasi, I think I started earlier than the two of you. Oh my gosh, I just made myself sound old. But to be totally honest, I didn't start out naman super techie na, alam mo yon. Back in the day, mga 3 years ago, sabihan mo ako ng ano yung Qualcomm Snapdragon na processor or what, I wouldn't know what you were talking about.
Yes.
There, I'm like, coming out. It's something parang in my, sa akin kasi back then, pag may gamit akong phone, basta hindi siya naglalag, yung mga ganon, yun lang yung akin, hindi siya naglalag, gusto ko yung camera niya. Kaya niya i-support yung mga pictures ko, yung in terms of the storage, pero yung mga technical terms, hindi siya part of my daily language. It's something that I had to learn along the way. And I guess na-feel ko na, okay, I'm really getting into this industry when people could talk technical stuff and I actually understood. I don't even know when it happened, but it just happened. Ay, natututo pala ako. And then, aside from that, I think turning point from me, kasi sabi ko nga, I started out earlier pa than Mary and Liz. It was mostly males, guys who are watching the content sa Unbox. Let's just say, sa itsura kong to na, hello, let's just say, they were focusing too much on my looks than the content. And it was really, minsan, hindi kayang sikmura ako iba sa kanila. Alam ni Jamie to, talagang dinidip-dip ko siya minsan. Parang, what the heck?
mga terms din, di ba? Minsan.
Honestly, some were sexual in nature and I couldn't deal. Kaya we had to block, as in we really block those people because we don't want that in our community. Alam mo yon, syempre gusto mo naman community na positive, hindi yung nambabastos, diba? So, that was, but the moment na napansin ko through the years, kumonti yung ganong comments. Thanks to all the blocking of my husband. and also, na-notice ko na dumadami yung girls na nanonood din ng content. Lalo na when we started collaborating, Mary Liz, dumami yung women sa Unbox. Tapos na-feel ko yung sense of community nun. So, okay, I'm not alone in this and I'm actually, should I say, improving.
Madami so, na.
Oo, in that sense.
Madami na tayo.
Ayun, talagang nagiging honest na lang ako ngayon eh. Candid na lang ako.
Sure,
may mga ganun din kayo.
Oo, yung mga technicalities at saka yung mga terms, alam mo, napaka-funny ito na. Yung mga, kunwari, Nougat, tapos sabi ko na Nougat, tapos yung MediaTek naman, sabi ko, MediaTek? Yun yung tawag ko sa mga terms na yun. Nakakahiya. Tapos sabi ko, hala, hindi pala ganun yun. Wow, ginamit ko yun ng mga ilang
videos ko na.
You're not alone.
you're not alone. But honestly, I'm very happy na. I mean, hindi naman ako masaya na nagsa-struggle tayo with that. But I'm happy that we're on the same, you know, we're on the same direction na parang we're going there, 'di ba? Hindi tayo pababa. At least we're learning and we get to improve. Yun yung importante talaga. Kasi every day we get to learn new stuff and honestly ako, I started with nothing as well. Basically, I know nothing. I was unboxing, parang kwento ko lang, I was unboxing the iPhone 10s Max. And then that was my very first tech na in-unbox ko. And then people were bashing me kasi I was pronouncing it wrong. It was supposed to be iPhone 10s Max but not iPhone XS Max. So here in the Philippines, hindi accepted yung XS Max. But in on other countries, it is being called XS Max. So yun, yun yung mga struggles before. But at least, diba, we were able to learn from it.
Yes.
Ayun, what would you ladies consider naman your biggest joy? Or should I say, your the most fulfilling thing about being in this industry?
Of course, yung ano, fulfilling yung dumadami yung followers mo, dumadami na yung nagsasubscribe sa'yo, diba? So, parang nakaka-flatter din yun na, okay, dumadami na sila, so it means marami na rin yung manunood sa'kin, so it means marami na rin yung, ano, mas matutulungan ko ma-share, or matutulungan kong magkakaroon ng idea sila about sa mga ina-unbox ko ng mga tech products. So yun, fulfilling yung sa akin kapag marami na yung mga subscribers. Kasi marami ka ang matutulungan pa.
Ikaw, Mary.
Actually, I very much agree with Liz. With mine naman kasi, sorry, bilango. Oh my God, bilango. sa akin naman, sa part ko as a content creator, siguro yung part na parang ang dami kong natutunan. Yung ako sa sarili ko, alam ko sa sarili ko na hindi ko na kailangan mag-struggle when it comes to reading the specs on paper and even reading my script. Kasi I can do it na parang I can do it naturally.
Easy na lang.
Very natural na. And it's very fulfilling for me na kaya ko na yun gawin when in fact at first, sobrang hirap na hirap ako to create a video. Just one review video, sobrang struggle for me. And yeah, fulfilling yun kasi kaya ko na siyang gawin nang hindi ako nagsustruggle. And then on, syempre, on being a content creator naman for my viewers, somehow same with Liz, na parang it's very much fulfilling pag alam mong dumadami ang subscribers mo, meaning people wants more from you. Kasi nga, syempre, nakita ka nila dito sa ganitong platform and they wanna see more of you. And pag nag-subscribe sila, tapos dumadami ang numbers mo, nakaka-fulfill, meaning hindi ka pababa, hindi pa taas ka. So yeah. About you, Leia?
At of course, i-add na lang. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Sige, go.
I-add na rin natin, di ba, na nakakatulong din tayo. Like, sa giveaway, isa rin yun sa malaking fulfillment.
Yes, eh,
kapag ka nakakapagbigay ka ng mga phones or mga any tech products sa followers or sa subscribers mo as your give back man lang sa kanila. Tapos yung may mga brands din na kapag-collab sa'yo. Tapos para yun na nga, bibigay ka sa mga maraming nanonood sa'yo. So para fulfilling din yun as content creator, di ba? Magandang ano din yun, way para makatulong din.
Yes.
For me, I agree with what you ladies just said. Totoo naman talaga that the more people who following us, the more we can share what we know and hopefully help them purchase wisely. Kasi mahirap na ang buhay ngayon. Mahirap kumita ng pera. Dapat sulit yung mga purchases. So yon. But on another, for me, on another, should I say, level. Kasi aside from being a content creator, you know naman talaga my main thing is helping manage content creators rather than me being in front and being the actual host. So I guess for me, it's one of my biggest fulfillments is really the fact na if I look at Unbox Creator Network, I think there are as many women, almost as many women as there are men in the tech, in sa tech mob. And diba? And back when I started, I wasn't, hindi naman ako Gen 1. I consider myself Gen 2 sa tech. Pero nung pumasok ako, aside from me, parang lima lang yung girls sa buong tech industry na at sa buong tech review, mga nag-review. It's just, kasama na yung YouTubers tsaka yung writers for websites doon. Ganon
konti. Oh my God.
Oh, so this is I never thought the day would come that I'd be working with so many women na tech content creators, and I yak nang emotional ko pero sabihin ko, and I didn't think that I would call you guys my closest friends, really.
Wow.
So it's such a big thing for me, very emotional for me.
Okay.
na dumadami, yung dumadami tayo. And the fact that we're a group. Alam mo yon, yes. We're friends. We uplift each other. So that, I would say actually, more than anything, that would be my greatest fulfillment as a woman in this industry. So yon. Yak lang ako, wait lang.
The feeling is new to one of us, but yeah, we feel the same way naman to you and to everyone. Yes, sobrang
naman yung ano natin, parang aglow. Sorry.
Na-realize ko, at some point, we have to invite the other women sa Tech Mob to join us also, no?
Yes! Mag-guest tayo.
Yes. Parang ano yung ano, yung advice natin sa mga gustong maging katulad natin. Katulad natin! Ano yung mga gustong maging, women na gusto maging content creator? Ano yung ma-advise natin sa kanila? Start tayo kay Mary.
To everyone who's listening right now and of course watching in YouTube, at first, medyo magiging struggle talaga siya at some point. But honestly, it takes time. But for me, time, yung pagdadaanan natin, it's definitely worth it. It may be a little bit harder to explain, syempre, not just being women in tech, but being a YouTuber in general, I'm pretty sure it's a career na sobrang hirap i-explain to everyone. Even myself, whenever I need to fill up something, anong trabaho mo, I don't even know what to put. So yes, mahirap siyang i-explain at first, but through the process, parang masaya naman eh. May mga struggles lang talaga, but just like any job, may problema, may struggle, and parte yon ng growth natin. So yeah, kaya natin yan.
For me naman, I guess my advice to any woman who's in or who wants to enter a male-dominated industry, whether it's tech, whether it's something else, basta mostly guys yung nandun, if it's something that you know you can do, parang Nike, just go for it, just do it. Kasi the last thing we want is to let our gender define what we can and can't do. At the end of the day, it's more of, the way I see it, it's more skill, it's more grit to keep on going, it's more your passion and your consistency. So, go lang. Malay mo, ikaw yung unang, you're the trailblazer, the first, alam mo yon, estrogen-driven person there. Just go for it. Do it.
Tapos positive lang, di ba? Kahit anong mga bash man yan, use the power dead man. Ganun.
Yes.
Hayaan mo na yung mga yon. Go ka lang ng go. Diba? Yes. Kasi ganun din naman tayo, di ba? Kung siguro nagpadala tayo sa mga bashers, hindi sana siguro tayo umabot sa ganitong level. Ganitong level? Wala mo kanilang level. Ay, naiibig ko sabihin na hindi dapat tayo magpa-apekto. So kung ikaw, itong mga nakikinig ngayon na gustong maging content creator, yun lang, di ba? Huwag ka lang magpadala sa mga taong hilig manglait, mangbashayaan mo sila dahil bahala kayo sa buhay nyo. Basta mag-enjoy ka lang sa ginagawa mo, go! Ayan. Tapos, ayan. Kung okay naman yung, di ba, okay naman yung tag doon, goal mo dyan sa ginagawa mo din, add mo muna yung mga naysayer, mga dream stealers and whatsoever. go lang talaga.
Okay, positive.
Okay, ako lang narinig yun. Actually, totoo
din.
Hindi ako sure if I'm quoting correctly. It's just one of my mindless scrolling sa Facebook na I read something like, not everybody is for you and you're not for everybody. Meaning, di ba tayo din naman may mga tao, may mga bagay na hindi natin gusto. Ganun din yung ibang tao. So meaning, we can't really please everybody, but there will always be people who will appreciate the work that we do. So let's cater to them.
Yes, yun na lang yung pakiinggan natin. Okay.
Yeah, so actually, that's it. We are 30 minutes. Yeah. So, may parting words ba? Parting words.
Actually, yun na yon. That's it. I really thought makukompleto tayo today, but bawi kami next week for you guys, and malay nyo, maging apat na ulit kami, and I'm We will be, you know, brainstorming for, you know, more topics. And if you guys have, you know, suggestions na you guys want us to talk about, or kaya naman people that you guys want us to interview, hindi naman siya necessarily dapat women, but pwede rin women. Actually, wala naman competition here, but your right. opinions matter to us. So let us know na lang.
Yes.
Mary, where can they find you? Aside everywhere.
Oh my god. Linya na yan eh. You guys can find me everywhere. Just type Mary Bautista YT. I would appreciate kapag finalo nyo ako.
There you go. And yes, ko naman.
Mahanap kina ako dito. mahanap ako, of course, sa YouTube.
Kita ko yung address ni YouTube. Para mahanap niya siya.
Yes, ayun na nga yan. Sa Liz Tech, sa YouTube. Then, of course, sa aking Instagram, sa Facebook page na Liz Tech din. So, yun lang. Mahanap niya ako doon. Wala ibang mga... Wala ibang mga makulit. So, yun lang. Thank you guys for listening.
So yes, yun naman for Unbox, we have Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok next, and of course, visit our website as well, that's unbox.ph. And of course, for more news about here, the beautiful ladies I'm with, follow us also, What Women Want in Tech. We're also in all of the social media platforms. We're parang idol namin si Mary, you want to be everywhere.
Yes.
So yun. So we hope that you enjoy this episode. And again, yun nga, gusto ko sabi mo, Mary, if you have suggestions, let us know.
Yes.
Message us. At pagchichikahan namin yan. Ay, okay.
Yes. Hey, come all right.
Right. Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.